was Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier, I passed out some figures, some numbers, and they might be a little hard to read given the small print on that page. So let me lay that out for you and tell you where they came from. Those numbers are from Eric Moe, who's our Chief Intake and Probation Officer, the Delinquency and Court Services here in the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services. What the numbers he provided me show are that to incarcerate a juvenile in one of our three secure detention facilities just for one day is $275. Every day, $275. Spread it over a month. At the month of 30 days, the number grows to $8,250. $8,250 a month to keep a child in prison. And now, of course, many prisoners are not there just for a day or a week or a month. They are there for many months. If we keep a child in prison for 3 months, that's almost $25,000. $25,000 to keep a child in prison for 3 months. A six-month sentence, almost $50,000. And for that much, we could almost have paid for this proposed program, which we are so freely discussing here today, I will add. And of course, the costs grow the longer the sentence is. For 8 months, that would pay for this program we're discussing. A one-year sentence, as we have heard, $100,000. Think about that. In the budget we just passed, there's some programs that were cut by much more than $100,000. Some by much more than that. And that is what it costs the county to keep a juvenile offender in secure detention for a full year. These costs I shared with you, $275 a day, $8,250 a month, $100,440 a year, that does not include the cost of what the system, being in the system, will do to that child, to each and every child. And it does not measure the cost to our society of having a child who cannot participate as a free, productive citizen. These children may have had dreams of becoming an artist, an athlete, maybe a sailor, a small business owner. And I wonder, will they ever make anything near that $100,000 that it costs us to keep them in jail for the year? Now, I've told you the numbers. I will not repeat them. I think you have them well ingrained now. How many children are in our system? According to the figures provided by our Chief Intake and Probation Officer, last year in 2010, there were 153 child inmates, both boys and girls, 153 in the county's secure correctional facilities. 153. The total cost provided by Mr. Moe for keeping all 153 in our facilities was a very whopping number. $16,849,000 and $675 on top of that. Let me repeat that for you. $16,840,605. If we could keep even one child out of the system, out of that system, this incarceration, out of the jail, that is over $100,000 saved if we keep them out for a year. Right there, right away. So do the math. We get more than one child? Easily. Three kids out, $300,000, $5,000, $500,000. You can do this very easily yourself. I don't need to demean you with this. Now, my colleagues, the question is, do we continue to double spend on these Milwaukee County youth? Do we want to spend the upfront cost of almost $17 million a year and down the road, they cost to society when these juvenile inmates are released, and they are harder and angrier than when they went in? Or do we want to start to double save? We can start to minimize that $16 million price tag, and we can minimize the number of youth who are in the system who have to go through the violent and traumatic experience of incarceration.
Right.
I, for one, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to double save, not double spend. This makes sound fiscal and societal sense. It is penny-wise and pound-wise. I hope, my colleagues, you will join me in supporting this double-saving legislation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Great. I'm really enjoying these debates. It's great.